With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin is once again experiencing an above-average cranberry yield this year, but how much above remains to be seen. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on this year's harvest.
With the weather in the past few weeks, it's left us guessing.
While Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association Executive Director Grant Holly isn't quite sure how this year's harvest will end up, he is confident Wisconsin will once again be the largest cranberry grower in the U.S. with upwards of 5.3 million barrels of cranberries produced.
So this will be a better than average year. Odds are we're probably looking, if you're back in primary school, we'll probably have a B on this season.
The summer's heat and humidity was a bit too much for some of the heat-sensitive varieties.
They're also the ones that typically get harvested early. And we are seeing a little bit more squish than we would like. Our berries are normally nice and plump and ripe. But we are seeing some squish, so we do think that the numbers are going to... We're not going to hit the 6 million. That we are pretty darn confident on.
Another factor that Holly isn't sure how will play out yet is the impact of tariffs. Wisconsin produces half the world's supply of cranberries.
We're preparing for as many eventualities as we possibly can. You make good decisions now. It's like, is this the year that you go get the new dump truck? Probably not. Is this the year you go get the new berry pump? Probably not. When there's question, it's not the time to spend money. It's the time to sort of tighten the buckle a little bit and just kind of ride it out and hope that it's not as bad as some folks are saying.
Harvest has already begun in some of the marshes in the central part of the state. Ones in the Northwoods will begin harvesting in the next couple of weeks, likely lasting through October. Holly encourages people to schedule a tour to see the process. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Locally, there are marshes in Eagle River, Three Lakes, and Manitouish Waters that offer tours. You can find details for them at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. A Democratic state lawmaker who is promising to be a wild card is joining Wisconsin's open race for governor. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong, who joined the race Wednesday, says she will focus on a progressive agenda to benefit the working class. In addition to serving in the state assembly, Hong works as a bartender, dishwasher, and line cook. She joins a Democratic primary field that already includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royce. Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien are the only announced Republican candidates. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is retiring after two terms. Environmental advocates are urging residents in Wisconsin and across the Midwest to oppose the Trump administration's proposal to repeal the roadless rule. Judith Ruiz Branch explains.
The conservation policy safeguards more than 500,000 acres of undeveloped land in national forests across the Midwest from road construction and logging. Kelly Thayer with the Environmental Law and Policy Center says these lands have remained untouched for decades and represent some of America's most pristine wildlands. He stresses that cutting them down to allow logging, mining, and roads would accelerate climate change and threaten the water source for many communities.
Ironically, the rule is preventing fires and the Trump administration wants to repeal it in the name of fighting fires. The truth is that roads and people who use them are the greatest cause of forest fires.
Thayer says the law includes flexibility for things like fire management, making the proposed repeal unnecessary. He emphasizes how critical it is for people to voice their concerns now, given the U.S. Department of Agriculture only provided a 21-day public comment period, which ends tomorrow. People can submit comments online at regulations.gov. The roadless rule was established in 2001, Thayer says, after more than 600 public meetings and a record 1.6 million public comments, an overwhelming majority of people supported the protection of these natural lands. So far, more than 133,000 comments have been submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture in response to the proposed repeal.
We have some fantastic wild gems right in our midst. These areas are in our backyard, and they can be lost forever if we don't stand up and take action now.
Those include Shawamagon Nicolet National Forest in Wisconsin. Thayer stresses these wildlands would be at risk should the U.S. Department of Agriculture move forward with ending the roadless rule. Supporters of the rollback say more roads will help firefighters reach hard-to-access areas and provide economic opportunities through logging. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Bad River Chippewa Band becomes the latest to mark tribal boundaries with dual-language highway signs. The new signs identify the Bad River's tribal boundaries and two river crossings in both their native language and in English. Bad River Chairman Robert Blanchard says the signs will better inform the traveling public about the tribe's language and heritage. The dual-language sign initiative was launched by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in 2021. The Bad River Band is the eighth tribe in Wisconsin to install them. Stevens Point Brewing Company is taking the dive into non-alcoholic versions of its favorites. Brewmaster Mike Schroffnagel says demand is changing, so they need to change with it.
Beer's a little down, wine's down, spirits are down, but the NA market is expanding.
Schroffnagel says the process involves dehydrating the beer to remove the alcohol.
And then we take that syrup and then we rehydrate it. So you basically have all the parts there that a regular beer has, except for the alcohol.
Schroffnagel says you'll start to see non-alcoholic point favorites on store shelves in the next month. They'll also contract brew some NA craft beers for other brands. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.